Call the meeting to order. Will you stand for the pledge, please? I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Chris is out of town, so he's not going to be here. We did get our list of CHIPS funds for this year. For CHIPS, we got $232,737.39. Pave New York was $61,580.60. Early winter recovery program was $52,882.23. And I'm not sure what the POP was, but we got $41,053 off of that one for a total of $388,253 for paving this winter. So we got a really good shot. Well, probably about the same as we had last year. So they were pretty good. But, Chris said they're still sweeping intersections, so that's pretty much it for the highway that I know of. So we'll move on to the library with Art.
Once again, I'd like to thank the town for mowing. It's a big help, saves us a lot.
And we're gonna, I'll get them trees out of there too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you talk about the big tree that fell down 2.5 years ago? We're still trying to get those huge
big
things.
Stumps. Yeah.
Gerald Gagneau's grandsons might be interested in trying to help too. But if you can do it soon,
okay.
Get that out of there so we can move on.
Clean up. Okay.
But if you just let me know.
All right. Yeah.
Within the next few days.
I got to kind of coordinate with my nephew with his dump trailer and get him in there.
Okay. You know. We can do that. That would be nice if you get a mower and not have to have that stuff to fool around with anyway.
Okay.
But. Right along with that, Patty Goodrow was able to get Mike McGee, that has a tree farm, I believe, in Scioto Alena Road. And so last year he agreed to donate a spruce, because Susan Evans wanted us to put a spruce tree like the old library had. And so we decided we were going to put it in the front, facing the road. And McGee said that this spring he would have a tree, you know, that he'd be able to donate for us. Well, he called Patty last week and he said, I can give you five. So we said, we'll take the five. So we have five little spruce trees. So where we wanted to put it in the front, that big stone with the thing for the Evans is right there. So that's where we wanted the tree. So Danny Dumas moved the stone for us, we moved the thing. We put it in front of the sign. It's not bad where it is now. I think people coming in will be able to see it better, recognizing the Evans for donating the property. And so we did plant that tree where the stone was. I think Patty moved some of the flowers and all that other stuff. And the other four trees we planted on the back line. Somewhere not too far from where those big things are, so
Okay. Just
kind of watch. If you move those, hopefully though, we would like to get those out of there.
Yeah.
And last Tuesday, if you remember the last month, we talked about the senior planet, and it really is, it's amazing. I'm very thrilled about the whole thing. And last week we had our first lecture. It was just a one-day thing. And it was about staying safe online, how to watch for spam and, you know, all kinds of things that going on. And we had 11 people come, and it was great. It was great. Today, we had the beginning of a course. It's a 5-week course for Chromebooks, which is similar to, the Microsoft thing. But it's mainly for online, and it's a lot cheaper. That's probably why Senior Planet is doing it. So we get the computers from Clinton Essex Franklin. We got them from Senior Planet. We get to use them. And then we have to return them so that other libraries who are into the program will also be able to use those computers. But today we started that course. We had a full class signed up, but some didn't make it and probably won't make it. So the full class is 14 people. So if there's anybody that may have an interest in learning, it's very basic. It's for seniors, 60 and older. If somebody's between 55 and 60, and really we are told by senior planning, you can probably work them in. But it's primarily geared for those 60 years old and older who want to learn about technology, computers. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff you can do once you're into Senior Planet. You can go to their website and they have like exercises and stretches and say, you know, for seniors, it's all for seniors. So it's a great program. So it started today and it goes until June 9th. Every Tuesday and Thursday, 10 o'clock in the morning. 9:30 we have coffee, et cetera, and gather time. So if there's somebody that may be interested, have them call the library, call me, whatever. We'll see if we can fit them in. We're planning to do the townwide garage sale. And again, we thank the auxiliary and everybody for doing this. It also is a good opportunity for us, where we're planning to have a sale. And we'll have a variety of stuff, and including books, used books. So we're looking forward to that as well. And Lisa DeLong's not here, right? No, okay. The ladies know more about these things than I do. They've been doing a lot. But every second Saturday, I guess they're planning something at the library. I think the one in June is going to be the townwide garage sale. That'll be the comes on the second Saturday. But last month we did the like it was like an Easter thing, and we had like 40 some people there.
That was
nice. This Saturday is the second Saturday in May, and I have some flyers back there. And anybody as you leave, you can grab one. But it's Storytime, crafts, hands-on fun, and something about planting seeds. And I know they got a whole bunch of stuff there, and I really don't know all the details. But it's for kids mainly, but the parents come with the kids and they all have fun. So, but that's this Saturday, okay? And Francis Perry is not here, right? Okay. Last month, we mentioned that we had applied for a grant from the Clinton County Office of the Aging, and we got it. And I think we had a meeting last month. The next night, Francis Perry voted for it. So he delivered the goods to the library last month that we had the grant. And that grant is going to be, again, for seniors, Office for the Aging. And we're planning, above and beyond what we're doing with Senior Planet, just social time, gathering time at the library, and we may have some guest speakers from time to time. It's all written in the grant. It's through the summer into the fall. They may have a picnic at the library for seniors, but it'll be some similar, like a Tuesday or a Thursday morning, and the seniors will be able to go and socialize and do other stuff. And I think that's pretty much it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Art. Dog control. Stacy is, she got a list of all the delinquent dog owners that haven't paid their dog license, and she's going to start calling this month and then find out if the dog is no longer there or what, and give it a month, and if they haven't taken care of it, then she's going to go door to door and start writing out tickets for the ones that aren't coming across. I mean, it's a town law that you have to license your dog every year, so we're just trying to enforce that. Beautification.
Yes, want to thank the highway department, the guys in the highway department, for putting up the American flags in conjunction with the hometown hero banners. It looks really nice. to them and not wishing spring or summer away, but looking forward to getting the flowers out and having flower pots out to add some additional color to the sidewalks.
From what I'm understanding is that we seem to have a lot of the hometown heroes. No, I don't, we just signed a thing for like 60 banners. Is that how many we have, or is that just?
I'm not sure. I'm not on that committee.
Okay.
So I think that's around.
60 of them?
60.
Wow. Just in the town of Moores?
Oh, yeah. Moores.
Moores, really? Wow.
And Chris hung like at least 50 of them in like 3 days by himself.
Yeah. Really?
And it wasn't without challenges. There was a lot of the braces and the brackets that weren't big enough. He had to do a lot of
That's good.
Thought.
Really?
Yeah, good. He did amazing. I mean,
Kudos.
We're lucky that to have him.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I guess the new, it's not a new truck, but the used truck, bucket truck, we
have
body really put it to good use.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Good deal. Glad to see he's using it. Okay, that end on the beautification? All right, thank you. Youth programs, nobody, historian, nope. Mr. Assessor, you dare speak?
As you all know, you've got a little wake-up call from me. The letter in the paper. I came to the office at 7:30 and they followed me at 7:30. And it's been busy, busy, busy all day. They're not happy with some of the assessment I put out.
Understandable.
I tell them it's, I try to keep it between 30 and 40,000 a parcel, which is quite a change. But if everybody pays what they're assessed, more is better in that case. It should reduce the debt. Well, I got a full slate Saturday. I got a full slate next Tuesday. And I still got 15 phone calls to make that I never got to today.
Yeah.
One after another, waiting in the hall. So, you think I could get a coffee run to, you know, to keep the people for that? So they had something to drink while they're there. But listen, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's stuff mandated by the state.
Gotta do it, otherwise all us older people, you know who you are, that will get their exception.
There.
You know their exception.
The stars,
But all in all, I only had one guy yell at me. Some old guy who was younger than me. True, one guy.
Thank you, Larry.
If you got any questions, don't hesitate not to ask me.
Larry, I got one. Are you notifying these individuals when they go in to see you that this isn't enforced by the town?
No, it's not. Basically, it comes out of the state.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm only there as the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. That's all I tell them.
The state, if I remember right, the state sends a list. Each health should be assessed for this.
So to keep all these exemptions, you have to fulfill the state. I got to get up to 95. Because we didn't do anything last year. It was at 83. Boom, bad. So actually the state gives me a wake-up call. Mm-hmm. They said, well, the county sent me down a helmet today. Because Tracy went to Haiti and caught COVID. So I had no help. So they sent me, you probably know that, Miranda Major.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Smart.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, very smart.
Yeah.
So she helped me.
Okay.
If I have any questions, I'll give her a call back.
Yep.
But this coming Saturday, I have hours. Next Tuesday, I have hours. Next Friday night, I have hours. Following Tuesday, I have hours. Daytime. So
okay.
There's 4 days I have to do. Plus, you can come down on Remembrance Day, which is the second Tuesday in June. For the whole week.
Okay.
June. All right. Okay.
Thank you, Larry.
Questions?
Yes, may I ask a question?
Only one.
That's all I have. You said 30 to 40,000 for most
People,
I was the exception. I want to invite you all to go to my house. I was 87,000, and last year, 39,000, which puts me 127,000 in 2 years. So my property is special, and I want you all to ride by it. Six Park Lane.
Park Lane, so his house on the left, right?
That's it.
And it's got the stream in the front of it?
It's got the stream in the front of it, the stream in the back of it.
Come in and see me up on the
top. Come and see. It's worth 126,000 more.
Come in and see me.
That's great.
Any other question?
You just wanted to see you're still here.
Well, hey, we got that paper from the town.
Yes.
Fire department. You had a statement. You said you went around assessing the houses.
Every house. I was down in the Indio.
I know you were, but you said no, you didn't assess any land.
No, I didn't. But.
Down there you said, just the houses.
And everybody's prime site went up from 16 to 23,000. Prime site. No prime site, just an undeveloped site.
About double that flat house. I think last time I checked with you, my woodlot went from 54,000 up to 69, I think it was.
What's it got on? Wood?
Got some wood on it.
Good. How about, is it got electricity?
My house does, yes.
Is your house on a woodlot?
Yep, they're all together.
So the reason why it went up, 7,000. Went up to 16 basics, acre for a prime site. It went up to 23,000. And it was undeveloped, it went up from 8,000.
Altogether, we're up, I'm up 39,000.
This year?
Yes.
Come in to see me?
I am coming to see you.
Bring somebody with you. Bring somebody with you.
Why?
He's gonna let me go. He's gonna let me go first.
No, I like to see Ben Franklin's. I like to see Ben Franklin's.
Well, they're gonna get a lot.
Oh, good.
I'm an old fart, but almost as bad as you there.
You didn't see me. You got the message. I'll be in here all the days today. All right. Come in. Now we start the house. At the very end, it's got a private driveway. Mm-hmm. Oh, easy.
2/10 of a mile. I thought, wow.
Look at this security. Nobody could marry you.
Harry sometimes plows the end of the road. He's been plowed out there, boys.
I tried to.
Try it.
Any more questions?
You think it went up 16,000 per acre for the prime?
No, for the prime, just your prime acre. Prime acre is 6,000. It went up to 23,000. So that would be $7,000 increase on prime acre.
For 1 acre?
For the prime acre, which is just every site.
Where the house is, more like.
Has a prime site. It might, if it has a vacant land, it's undeveloped. Didn't go up to 23,000. What are you talking about, your house?
Yeah, I have 5 acres. But...
No. Just the first acre.
Oh, just the first
acre. First acre, that's it. I'm going to bid adieu. Long day.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Come in and see me. Nice to talk to you.
I love how neutral it is.
Okay, let's move on. Fire department, got the report from the chief. For the month of April, we got 15 calls, 10 in the town, 5 mutual aid, 2 house fires, 2 motor vehicle accidents, 6 grass brush fires, 2 medical assists, 1 CO alarm, and 1 flooded basement. And submitted by Todd Gumlaw. Anything else, Todd?
All we got for this month, burn ban's up the 14th. Coming next month, the 11th and 12th, as mentioned, the ladies' auxiliary will be holding the townwide yard sale. Maps and all that good stuff will be available. We'll have food and stuff available. Saturday at the firehouse. Sunday the 12th, there will be a garden tractor pull out back, put on by the fire department. We'll have food sales out there as well. So. Anybody want to come and have fun? Shop around, find some bargains in the town. We will have tickets for Labor Day on sale, the day of the yard sale. Those will be cash prizes again this year, so make sure you get yours. Yep, in the mailer. We also sent some out. So if you'd like to purchase those and send them back to the fire department anytime or drop them off any Monday night, we would greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Doug. EMS, I did not get the EMS one. Did not get the court report. As long as we're on the court report, I know we discussed last month about changing the court to a single justice. Couple of reasons. I mean, the court has slowed down considerably. And like Larry just said, everybody got reassessed, so we need to start looking at cutting somewhere. And you know, I think with the smaller court, we could do with one justice. I know Dave's here. I don't know if he wants to. Dave would be the only judge on duty if we do go ahead with this. I mean, I know when I did it, there was three times that I did it alone, and I'd rather do it alone because you're doing it every week and you stay much, much fresher.
Yeah, and it keeps some continuity. I've already had, just in the last 6 months, I've had four or five instances where Judge Robinson had one case, I had a parallel case because I didn't know what was going on in his court, he doesn't know what's going on in my court. It just streamlines the process. So what could have taken 1 month ended up taking 3 months because we had to get things coordinated. Justice reform, bail reform is not going away. It's much slower. When I started, when Jeff was the other town judge, we probably got 2 to 3 calls a week, nighttime arraignments. If I get 2 calls a month, nighttime after hours arraignments, that's a lot. I feel busy now. It's just, it has, because of the justice for the bail reform, it has slowed down quite a bit. It's an opportunity for the town to cut back, save some money, and I don't think it's going to affect how the court process at all.
Because when you get called for an arraignment, and depending on what the charge is, sometimes they go to jail. Well, you have to bring them back, you know, within 48 hours and you know, do something with them. You can't just leave them in jail. So, you know, without anybody going to out on bail, you know, you hardly ever have to come back. So the court is limited, and you know, the court lost money last year. The court lost money the year before. The time we pay the judges, pay the court clerk and stuff, we weren't taking in enough money to judge. Even break even, we've been losing money. So that's my thing.
It won't change the hours of the court clerk.
No, won't change the hour to court clerk. And the other side of it too, if it gets where it gets busy again, we can just reverse this and go back to 2 judges. It's not something that's gonna go away forever. It's something that, you know, you do the same thing. You do a referendum and you bring it back if so needs it in a couple of years, you know, if this bail thing changes. But it's, you know, I just figured it's a place to start where we could save a little bit of money.
Does this have to be voted on by the town, Jeff, at the next election?
No.
It doesn't have to be voted on by the town?
No.
Have we discussed the salary increase?
What's that?
Have we discussed the salary increase for Mr. Stowe?
No, that'll come when the budget time comes.
What are we looking at for salary?
I mean, you know, like I say, if they have one case coming up this week, they could postpone it until next week. And if it's in the middle of winter, you know, it's less you got to heat the building and the lights and stuff. So you're just, I think you're just helping save a little bit of money. Maybe it's not enough to bother with, but like I said, we got to start somewhere.
So what are we looking at saving? 10,000 right off the top?
Just something like that, I'm thinking.
So just next year, the general increase will probably just be the cost of living. It won't be
right if that
high addition to the stipend. I mean,
right.
I mean, there's no sense in cutting a position if we're going to utilize the money again.
Right. Well, that's what we're doing for is to save the money.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
This wouldn't take effect until after the first, anyway.
Right. Right.
What happens if, say for example, Mr. Coakes gets sick? Mm-hmm. Will we turn and go to Champlain or something like that? Do you have a system in place now?
Are you going to appoint, The town board can appoint someone.
Right, but I mean...
And what I've done before, when I was doing it, they appointed me in the village of Champlain. I went down there and did court down there because their guy quit and they only had the one.
Right, that's what I mean. In the interim, if...
Right.
If you need something, you can call in Champlain?
Oh yeah, you can always have somebody cover for another court. Okay. We've covered for Altona, we cover for Ellenburg constantly. So there is a mechanism in place.
Okay.
You can always get somebody. And then the town, like I said, if for some reason your single town justice had some serious illness,
you can appoint
somebody
in.
Where you can appoint, like I said, you can put, like Jeff said, you can appoint somebody, call Champlain judge or the Altona judge, say, are you willing to come here and take over our cases for this time? You just appoint them in that interim spot and until either such time as your single justice improves or has to resign, and then you just run a regular, then you appoint somebody for a regular election.
There's already something in place then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. I think Earl did Altona last year when they were without a judge for their side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it works. So, now let me read the resolution. Whereas the town of Morris currently has two elected town justices, and whereas the town board has determined that it would be in the best interest of the town of Morris to reduce the number of town justices to one, as is, there is presently no need for two justices to handle the volume of matters of the town court and the town of Morris. Whereas the term of office of one elected town official will expire on January or December 31st, 2022, and now there will be resolved pursuant to the provision of the New York State Town Law, Section 60A, Number 2, the town of Morris hereby reduces to one the number of town justices for the town of Morris, with the town justice position having an elective term of office expiring on December 31st, 2022, being eliminated, and be further resolved that this resolution shall be subject to permissive referendum as provided by New York State Town Law, Article 7, Section 90 through Section 94, and to be further resolved that the town clerk is hereby authorized and directed to publish notice of this resolution in the official newspaper of the town within 10 days, and also within 10 days post on the signboard of the town, and be further resolved that this resolution shall take effect on the 13th day or upon the such resolution having been approved by an affirmative vote of a majority of qualified electors of such town. If the ballot petition be filed within the statutory authorized time periods, forcing such question to the question on the ballot at the general special election of the town, the resolution as stated above is hereby adopted by a majority vote of the town of Morris town meeting held on the 10th day of May 2022. I get a motion to accept that.
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution.
Don?
I'll second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Carried. Thank you. Okay, is that okay? Court enforcement, she's not here. Cemeteries, Vicki?
Yes. Still working on a gate for the old cemetery. Jeff is working on reducing the price in various ways. Okay. For example, instead of painting it, sending it out to be painted, he'll paint it in the shop. He's just got a lot of ideas on how he can reduce that.
Okay.
But I still think we'll still need to do a fundraiser. I don't know, you know, what the funds are that are available for a gate.
Right.
So I really don't know. He hasn't given me a new figure.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
So therefore, I can't really start a fundraiser until...
Right.
I know what I need.
Yeah. I think we've got I think we have like about a little over 3,000 left from the fence that he gave us to put toward the gate.
Right.
So okay. We do have a start.
So it's a start.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But anybody want to help?
How much is the gate? So as of now.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
13,000.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got to bring that down a little bit.
Right.
That just isn't stuff.
He doesn't
have a position.
No.
I don't think I can fundraise that much.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But we'll see.
The materials are so expensive.
Well, it is. And he said steel is at its top price right now. of course, the whole fence will be steel. He'll make it, he's gonna custom make it, so. But he didn't want to change the design, so.
Okay, good. No, it's a great design. Yeah, it is.
Right, it's beautiful.
It is, so. Okay, well, we'll work on it.
Yeah.
Give up some ideas.
He said sometime this week he should have a new figure, so.
Okay.
You know, hopefully.
Okay.
We can work on that as the summer goes.
Okay, good. All right, thank you, Vicki. Old business. The only thing I got under old business, I know we talked about it last month about doing something with the garbage over at the rec park. I come up with the idea of maybe getting some garbage cans on wheels, and I've tried to call the Casella 3 times. I left a message once and nobody called me back. See what they would charge us to get like 3 of those rolls, you know, like the homeowners have, and then some once a week when they come. Some people would just have to roll them out to the turnaround so they could dump them. I mean, it's better than, you know, what Leon was doing was picking them out of the garbage and bringing over here to the dumpster. So I'm still working on that. Still trying to get a hold of Casella unless somebody knows of anybody else. I know we contact them here to pick up this one, so I figured it would. So I was trying to get a figure so I have it here tonight, but like I say, nobody's called me back. So I'll try them again. Try to get a price on how much they will charge.
Talking about the walking path, if I could add on to that. Anybody else notice the amount of dog droppings that are all around in there?
Mm-hmm.
They're not picking them up.
Yeah, I know. We had someone here last month that did the same thing.
And they were?
Yeah. Did the same thing, but I don't know what to do. I mean, besides somebody staying there and...
No, I know.
You know? Unless we get a sign, put a sign up. But when we put the things.
Put out the little baggies.
We put them out.
They're there.
Yeah, they're out there.
I mean, you know, people need to be responsible. You can't.
Well, that's plain and simple.
Yeah.
Can't mention it when we get shot.
Yeah, I don't. I know.
Get screamed at, I can tell you that much.
But, I mean, as a dog owner, that's your responsibility. You know, so somebody doesn't go and walk into it. I mean, the kids play out there in the field and stuff. I mean. Unless we ban dogs. That'd be our next thing. We'll put a sign out there. If things don't progress better, then we'll just have to ban the dogs on there. Like I say, the kids are out there playing and stuff. We don't want them playing in dog poop.
Can we put it on our website too? Yeah. You know, our town-wide website.
Yeah, we can.
As a public notice or something.
Yeah. How about that bulletin board out there? Pick up your dog. We can make a sign, put on the signs, you know, at the dog park or the walking path. You either pick up your dog poo or dog will be banned from being on there. I mean, it's nice to walk your dog around there, but you need to be responsible.
Well, we got the bags, we got everything.
Right, the stuff is there. Okay, yeah, we'll do that. We'll put on our website and try to get the word out there. If anybody sees anybody out there.
Don't say anything.
Well. Tell them. Is that or you have to leave your dog at home?
I'll give you your number.
I'm afraid to tell them. They can do a horse and holler at me?
Yep.
I've been hollered at before.
Me too. Yep.
More than once. Okay. Anything else under old business? Nothing? New business. Anybody got anything for new business?
How about sidewalks this year?
Yes, we need to get our committee together and go and check them and see which one we're gonna tackle first. We're gonna do the one here on Main Street, or are we gonna do some new ones? Or I think it was myself, Chris.
Yeah, me. I was supposed to go with you.
Okay, we'll pick a day and some night we'll go around and
we gotta walk it.
Yeah.
I ain't walking it. I'm driving it. I'm lazy.
You gotta walk it to get the full effect.
No, I've walked it before. I've walked it before. I walked it before, I know. At least this one, main one I have. The others I haven't.
But. And you need to review the sidewalks more.
This one's pretty rough down through here.
Yeah. I know this one down through here is pretty rough, Jeff, but just to kind of save the town money.
I know.
There's some major sinkholes down here. It's the state's responsibility. And if we go through and put new sidewalks in and say they decide to come through next year or the year after, rip all that out. I mean, they're gonna have to replace it, you know, no money to us, but
right.
I think, you know, maybe down further or something, look at doing something down, because I know right here in front of Jack's old house.
Yeah.
You know, I almost put the sidewalk machine in there this year.
I've got to call the state, so I'm gonna check with them and see if they got some kind of idea if it's,
yeah,
you know, 5-10 years down the road, or, right. Well, like I say, you know, storm drains are pretty bad.
This one right here by Jack's house, where the barrel and stuff is, it's washed out far enough underneath that sidewalk.
Yeah. So, okay.
There is a company that, if they're in good condition, that they can spray this foam under and level them and everything. So, if the sidewalk itself is in good condition, I mean.
And then, I mean, once we decide this, then we're gonna have to sit down with Chris and see if that's something that they want to tackle, or is it something we're gonna hire out?
I think we should.
I know the last ones we did, the town did them. Mm-hmm. Up to the store up there in the post office, the town did them. I think they got the frames from Ross's Point, and I'll check with Dickie, but I think that's where they came from, and they let them use them. And
well, if we can get the forums.
Right, that's what I mean. You know, now all you do is put them in and pour them. You gotta tear the old ones up. Or maybe they can tear the old ones up and we get somebody in to pour the new ones. But yeah, that's something we'll have to decide too. So yeah, we'll pick a date.
We can get together before next month?
Yep, definitely. Okay. Anything else under new business?
You don't have to go for a stroll, huh?
Too many bugs.
Nothing? Okay. Public comment. Anybody got anything to say? No? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to close.
I make a motion.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, everybody.